While the plan was signed into effect in January, it took time to take effect because of delays in Albany approval. Now, police are moving across the county, trying to find all of the businesses which buy merchandise, especially the limited number of pawn shops, but also secondhand stores and scrap metal dealers, especially valuable metals and jewelry. Sheriff's Narcotics Chief Alan Rosansky says some stores aren't cooperative with officers, but will have to obey the new law.
They had gone in and got looking for a ring. And the guy was adversarial with him, very confrontational, and I dealt with the same guy. And they basically said, hey, the one officer said to the other, go back, get a search warrant. We know it came in here. We believe it's here. We got, you know, a subject that told us it was here. He said, hold on a minute. He went in the back room, brought the setting and the diamond back. He goes, oh, I happened to find it.
Previously, only Buffalo had a law controlling these stores, so investigating officers could check what was brought in. So a lot of stolen merchandise apparently was taken to shops outside of the city. Rosansky says deputies will be working with police agencies across the county to check the estimated 100 businesses controlled by the new law. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.